things are happening. Dolphins are 19-point underdogs right now. I just saw something in the Sun Sentinel by Safeed Dean. The headline was, Dolphins hope Brian Flores' familiarity with Patriots defense can jumpstart the offense.
It's no chance. You know what, though? Matt Patricia and Mike Vrabel, they did it to them. Their first year as head coaches, they beat Belichick, and they were defensive coaches.
But Matt Patricia had Matt Stafford and to think of who else is on that Detroit team.
But he held the offense to 10 points because he knew, you know, saying he knows the scheme. He knows the team. He was there for years. There has to be something to being somewhere 15 years with the same coach. You have to bring something with him, doesn't he?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, it didn't look like they missed either Matt Patricia or Brian Flores Sunday night against Pittsburgh.
On our side, not on their side.
But I'm saying,
on our side.
They didn't, like, maybe they weren't as instrumental as one might have thought. Maybe it was more Brady and Belichick.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. But the linemen, him seeing the linemen at practice, him knowing their weaknesses, the running backs, knowing what they do well and knowing what they don't do well, like weaknesses and strengths of personnel on the team that he was around for 10 years plus.
No, I'll give you that. I mean, look, if anybody's got any kind of insight into the Patriots defense, it's going to be Brian Flores. And then the whole organization. He was there for a very long time. I just don't know, you know. I mean, Will Manso said it in the 3 o'clock hour, right? I mean, if you don't have the personnel, you don't have the personnel.
And a lot of people don't know this. Teams, it's called self-scout, where on a bye week or a long week, you have a Thursday night game or something like that, the defense will look at their own team's offense. The whole defensive staff will look at their own team's offense like they're playing them this week. And how would you stop this offense? And vice versa for the offensive staff with the defense. So Brian Flores has broke down Brady's game for 15 years.
Right.
Like, he had to find something that he doesn't do well. Or he does everything well. He does something less well than other things, and that's what you take advantage of.
But who can he use to take advantage of those weaknesses he may have found?
Touche.
Now, who's that? Is that a new DB?
Touche Johnson.
Give it to Touche.
Give it to Touche.
Give it to Shannon. Give it to Shannon.
Just give it to him.
Quickly, tell this story. This is a great story. Give it to Shannon.
I went to a terrible high school. We're never good at anything. Only player from my high school ever to go to professional sports. We're not a sports school. Usher Raymond went to my school in Atlanta.
Usher went to your school?
Raven Simone. We're a performing artist.
Raven Simone?
You know the story. I tried to holler at her, and she wouldn't holler at me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I thought it was me, but then later on I found out right. She doesn't like the boys.
Or perhaps it was you.
It can't be me.
I'd
be a fine woman, too, if I was a woman. But so we were more performing arts, math, and science. It was a magnet school. I had to pass the test to get in. So we weren't that good, but I was a pretty good ball player, so we ran the option. And the first game, Josh Burris. Was that his name? Our starting quarterback. He was the option guy. So I'm the fullback, and he pulls the ball once and runs around the edge and gets plastered by somebody and flips it to fumble, and they pick the ball up and run it. Second time, he does the same thing. And then the OC, it was an old white dude, Coach Carroll, I think his name was, and he just snaps on him. Just give it to Shannon. Give him the ball. Just give it to Shannon. And he's like, but, Coach, the defensive end came down. Just give him the ball. Just give it to Shannon. Played for the man for 3 years, never learned my name.
This dude, hey, call you Shannon your entire career. But this dude, he's finally got his back. Like, he's finally got someone.
Yes.
And this quarterback is not giving the ball to Shannon. He's trying to turn the corner himself. Just give it to Shannon.
Just give it to him. Don't know anything else. That was our offense. Give the ball to Shannon. Don't do anything else.
Just give it to Shannon.
That's why I got so many knee injuries. I always got hurt playing offense.
Had to give the ball to Shannon.
Boy, I was the whole team.
Shannon was a workhorse.
Give it to him.
Just give the ball to Shannon. I love that story. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's get some headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Miami Heat have just announced, it's not the AAA news, guys.
Oh.
Actually, some real Heat news. That today they have exercised their fourth-year team option on Bam Adebayo.
Oh, there you go. All right, let's go.
That's smart.
Yeah, no, he's yeah. good. He's good. I don't know if he's ever going to be an all-star, but it was a good draft pick, right?
Yeah, definitely a building block. That's what the Heat view him as.
Notice you teased the FIBA USA France game yesterday, but you haven't given a score for it today. Now, is that because Team USA lost?
No, it's because you killed me yesterday for doing that.
Oh, it was a big upset, though.
But that was a big upset. See, that actually I would mention. Give the FIBA headline to Shannon!
Team USA lost to France in the quarterfinals of the FIBA World Cup this morning, snaps a 58-game win streak in major competitions for Team USA.
Nice to know that you listen to my criticisms once in a while, though. Usually you just ignore them.
They won't win gold for the first time since 2006 at a major tournament.
Oh, there you go.
Nobody's playing, though.
No, I mean, there's a reason.
No, still should have won,
though. Bro,
it's
called FIBA. Like, do people really care? It's FIBA.
No, I mean, that's the same. It's the equivalent of FIFA. It's just the world organization of basketball.
No, but the Olympics matters.
Yes.
World Cup of basketball. Nobody really cares.
It's that mentality that is the reason why. No, but seriously.
That was the reason why the good players didn't play.
Thanks, Pop.
Right. But, as basketball continues to grow nationally, these tournaments matter. Because France took their big dogs. Australia took their big dogs.
But how does it matter?
I know. I understand right now it doesn't matter. But as basketball grows, these tournaments will matter.
When you say matter, it's like the Goodwill Games. The Goodwill Games, you don't even remember this. This was an alternative to the Olympics. The Goodwill Games, it came out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you were alive then. But it didn't matter. It never mattered. Like, the World Cup of basketball is the World Cup of basketball. It's not the World Cup of soccer.
Like, and that can't change, though?
Solana, you could go back 10 years and tell me who the champion of the NBA was. If we go back, you could probably
or the Dream Team. You could tell everyone who the Dream Team was.
You can't go 3 years on who won the FIBA,
the USA.
Every year,
I think they lost to the last time they lost was to Greece, in like
you
0,
don't know.
06 or whatever.
But
like,
I mean, how long have they had the FIBA World Cup of basketball?
Some time, yeah.
All right, okay. What else you got?
The Marlins will play Game 3 of their 4-game series tonight versus the Brewers. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Pablo Lopez will get the start for the Fish. Tomorrow, though, Thursday Night Football is in action.
Let's go.
Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will both be searching for their first win.
What's the line on that game?
Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m.
I'll tell
on
you.
NFL Network.
Hold on. Let me see here. Because I'm not just watching it for fun. Let's be real.
And get the over-under, too, because I don't know if it's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Carolina is a 6.5-point favorite, and the over-under is 49.5.
Oh, under. I like the under.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tampa look bad, bro.
Jameis is Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you.
Maybe worse.
Tampa is on the Ryan Tannehill treadmill.
Because Tannehill we'll go 3 and out. Jameis will give you 3 interceptions in a game.
Yes, no question.
Tannehill will just look bad. Jameis will lose it for you.
His E to W thing went viral the other day. Was it the anniversary of that or something?
No, because somebody pointed out since he did the E to W thing, the really weird, uncomfortable
it's
thing.
It's so gross.
4-12.
Honestly, like one of the grossest pregame speeches. Like he's putting all his fingers in his mouth, sucking on them.
After warm-ups, too.
Twisting, dunking, hugging and licking that Oreo.
That's what you do to Oreos. Yeah, bro. You know what? The under, man. The Bucks are not.
I do like the under on that one.
Yeah.
I like that. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, a married man died during sex with another woman on a business trip. It's been ruled a workplace accident. So his wife, who he was cheating on her, will get 80% of his salary every year until the year he would have retired.
Is that for real?
That's real. That happened in France.
A workplace accident? Was he having sex at work?
He was on a business trip.
If you travel,
huh?
If your work makes you travel, then yeah. Just like when we go to Vegas and stuff.
Well, I'm going to L.A. at the end of the month. This opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
You're not supposed to tell anybody that. That's the thing you keep to yourself. But no, like we get our taxis and all our meals because we would not be out there if we didn't get sent by our job.
So hookers too?
What'd you say again?
I'm sorry. What are you trying to say? Is there weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is partly cloudy, 88 degrees. There's a 30% chance of rain right now, 0 inches of precipitation, and the air quality is good. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
So we get $15 for breakfast, $25 for lunch. What is it, $40 for dinner?
Yeah, something like that.
What's the hookah budget?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I got to eat.
We've never capitalized on it, if anyone's thinking.
We don't need to pay for it.
Huh?
What?
What are you trying to say today? What has gotten into you? I would never.
Right. Pay. You don't need to pay.
I would never.
Let me give everybody the college football update. This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Are you going to be going to an FIU Panthers game there, Papa?
I will be going to an FIU Panthers game, Papa.
Will you be going this Saturday?
Not this Saturday, but a couple more home games, so I will make it out there.
Okay, well, here is today's college football update. I thought I would tell you who in Florida is playing and when, because this is when we start to pay attention for Saturday. So FIU hosts New Hampshire, 7 p.m. Saturday, Ricardo Silva Stadium. FAU is at Ball State this Saturday, 2 p.m. kickoff. I believe Jason Whitlock played college football at Ball State. I swear to God. I swear.
Come on, man. Jason Whitlock ain't playing no damn sports.
I think he was a scholarship football player at Ball State.
On scholarship.
On scholarship.
Man, get out of here.
I'm not lying.
What position?
I think he was, I mean, had to be a lineman.
Sat down. That was his position. Because that's all the coach said to him. Jason, sat down.
Am I right, Solana?
He played Division I college football at Ball State as an offensive lineman.
There you go.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's
it. Yeah, people don't
even know how a mouthpiece got in that mouth.
People don't even know. FAU is at Jason Whitlock's alma mater.
He ate all his mouthpieces.
He ate the W. And then your Florida Gators, they're in Kentucky Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff.
Usually an easy win, but now it's scaring me.
FSU is at number 25 Virginia on Saturday, 7:30 kickoff. They're going to get hammered.
Yes.
UCF hosts Stanford, 3:30 on Saturday. USF, they're terrible. They host SC State, 6 p.m. Saturday. The St. Thomas University Bobcats, our adopted team, they're at Union College in Kentucky Saturday at noon, and the University of Miami hosts Bethune-Cookman Saturday at 4 p.m. This college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now, 305 FIU game, or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Adam Kilgore is going to join us in the next segment. Do we have any commercials here? I have totally lost track of what we're doing. We have a commercial here?
Yes, sir.
Adam Kilgore is a national sports writer for The Washington Post. He wrote a column yesterday titled, "The Dolphins Don't Have to Be This Bad." He's got some issues with what the Dolphins are doing. I thought it'd be interesting to talk to him. Is Potato Jones going to make an appearance on the next traffic update?
Might be Potato Jones. Might be Papa Jones.
All right. Yeah, excited. I'm excited to hear traffic.
Guys.
Yeah, we ain't got to pay for it. Huh?
We ain't got to pay for it. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I had no segue.
I noticed.
Guys, get to Delaware. The food is delicious. I found out about Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market now. It's got to be 15 years now. I love it. We go twice a week, guys. Go to DelawareChicken.com and see the entire menu, but they have it all. You walk in, first thing, the eggs are right there with all the fish dip, the crab dip, the salmon dip. They're delicious. Then they have the sides right there, conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni salad. Then you get into the meats, the lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans, venison, alligator meat, frog legs. They have it all, and they have cooked food now. The broasted chicken dinners are delicious. 4-piece, 8-piece, 12-piece, 16, 20-piece broasted chicken dinners, like an oven fried chicken. It is awesome, guys. Try the broasted chicken and the rotisserie chickens, turkeys, ducks, turkey breasts, turkey rolls, and Cornish hens. They're all awesome. But for your Rosh Hashanah, it is coming up. Make orders now for Rosh Hashanah. Give Delaware Chicken a call. Whatever you know what you need for Rosh Hashanah or just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday dinners, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. And they'll have it ready when you get there. You can give them a date closer to Rosh Hashanah for all your needs. Wild-caught whitefish, carp, and pike. Clean and grind for free. Gefilte fish patties, chopped liver. It is delicious. Wild salmon, first-cut Angus brisket. They have it all for your Rosh Hashanah celebration. But for your everyday dinner, breakfast, lunch, go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Like I said, great selection, save you time, save you money, give you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We'll talk some Dolphins with Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post next on Hockman and Crowder.
Traffic on the Ticket is sponsored by Alligator Alley, Harley Davidson, and Sunrise. Check out the brand new 2020 models, colors that have just arrived, or buy a pre-owned bike this month and get a one-year warranty. See dealer for details.
And I'm Mashed Potato Jones, where Tobe and Leroy and Beast get you to work weekday mornings starting at 6 on AM 790 and FM 104.3, HD2 The Ticket, or Radio.com Sports Station. Download the Radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
Somebody tweeted at me, "Now you got me sitting in my car like an idiot to hear from Potato Jones."
She changed her name.
And now she's doing traffic as Mashed Potato Jones. And I'm guessing we've never had Adam Kilgore on the show before, but if he was really kind of paying attention to that traffic report, he had to be thinking to themselves, they have a traffic reporter named Mashed Potato Jones?
Dear Gold.
We're experimenting. Boosting ratings.
It's working. It just went up.
Adam Kilgore. We've got the dailies. Dailies are in. Ratings have gone up. Potato Jones, Mashed Potato Jones doing traffic. Hopefully she'll become Sweet Potato Jones in the next one.
Please. You feel at home.
Adam Kilgore is a national sports reporter, writer for the Washington Post. So I read the Washington Post app, and he wrote a column yesterday titled "The Dolphins Don't Have to Be This Bad," and he joins us here on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. I don't know how I'm going to follow Potato Jones there, but I'll do my best.
It's actually very difficult when the actual content, the actual segment, pales in comparison to the traffic report, but we would do no better without you. I mean, this is – listen, we're Bubbles the Monkey following the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, sometimes you just get outclassed. Anyway, so you wrote in the Washington Post, and everybody could read it, WashingtonPost.com, or you could download the Washington Post app. But you wrote, like I said, it was headlined, "The Dolphins Don't Have to Be This Bad." Do you think what the Dolphins are doing is kind of an affront to the league?
Well, that wasn't exactly the point of what I wrote, but I do. I think it's even more so an affront to the players in that locker room. I mean, Channing could speak to this way better than I ever could, but, you know, like when a team in the NBA, say, or baseball tanks, you know, it's probably unfair to the players. When they do in the NFL, it's both unfair and unsafe. If the guy next to you isn't doing his job in an NFL game, then it's literally putting you in physical peril. So I think that's, you know, I think that's one aspect of what the Dolphins are doing and tanking. I know the coaches are not tanking, but I think it's obvious that they are. It is a sort of unique affront to do this team building strategy in football just because of the physical danger that this sport presents.
And Adam, for people that didn't read your article, me and Hawk did, but the question would be about, you know, Miami Dolphin fans down here is that we were 6-10 to 10-6 for 10 years straight now, right there in the middle every year. How do you get out of that without tanking?
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I do think in the NFL, the short answer, this is much easier said than done, is make a lot of really good decisions on the margins. In a sport like, you know, the NBA, it's so driven by superstars, you know, high-end talent is going to dictate who wins in that league, you know, 99 times out of 100. In the NFL, like, the opposite is true. You know, a roster that's full of really great, you know, a lot of very good players. You know, like, take Eagles. They're a Super Bowl favorite in a lot of people's minds. Their high-end talent is not the same as a lot of teams or equivalent, but their strength is just they've made so many good decisions about player acquisitions through the years that they're just loaded up and down with depth and a lot of quality players. And that's how you win in the NFL. And that's the, you know, I think there's certainly a place for rebuilding, like, you know, getting two ones for Stills and Tunsil. That's a smart move for a team that is not really in position to win a Super Bowl this year. However, degrading your roster as much as the Dolphins have to get a high pick. First of all, in the NFL, you get 7 picks a year, and it's pretty easy to turn that capital into more picks, no matter how good or bad you are. In the NBA, you know, there's 2 picks a year, and only maybe 5 to 10 of those picks in a given year are really that valuable. In the NFL, you can get, you know, the best player at a position maybe if you're picking 20th. So the way the resources are sort of given out in those respective sports leads you to think that in the NBA, this is a really successful way to go, if painful. In the NFL, it's painful in the short term, and the chances of success in the long term are not as certain. I think you're better off you know, trying to sort of like maintain a certain level of competence, both for your locker room and the fan base. And I think it gets you closer to where you want to be.
Adam Kilgore, national sports reporter for the Washington Post. And again, the column, which I suggest everyone reads, the Dolphins don't have to be this bad. Do you think this is something that the NFL might have to legislate at some point? Like, I think kind of everybody knew the Dolphins were going to be bad. I think when people saw the score, even if they saw it just at halftime, it was jarring. That was not an NFL score. That was more college looking. And then we talked about, you know, 600 plus yards of total offense versus 200 and something. Yeah. Like, I mean, is that something that you think the NFL will have to legislate at some point?
If the trend continues, I think so. You know, I mean, so far only the Browns a few years ago and the Dolphins now have really gone this extreme. But if the trend just continue, I think so. I mean, even in the NBA, where I think you can make a pretty safe case that it's more tolerable for teams to tank in that sport than in football. You know, they changed their rules as far as draft allocation and how the top of the, you know, the lottery is decided. So in, you know, 5 or 10 years, could we see a lottery in the NFL? I don't think that's out of the question. I also think that, I mean, it's my opinion, obviously, that the Dolphins tank is not going to bear the fruit that they wanted to. And so I think that'll maybe dissuade other teams from trying to copy that model, and we won't need any legislation. But, you know, depending on how it plays out, yeah, I could definitely see a situation where the NFL says, well, we have to do something here because, you know, it's a bad look for a lot of, you know, different constituents. I mean, if you're CBS and you're paying whatever it is, you know, $2 billion to broadcast these games, do you want a stadium that's got 10,000 people in and the score is 30-3 at halftime every week? No, it's a bad product, and it's going to make a lot of people who are invested upset.
But, Adam, I agree with you 100%, especially the stuff in the locker room, because you're hearing now about guys asking for trades, and I was on a 1-15 team. We were 0-7. You know, you look around at your coaching staff like, bro, y'all don't know what the hell y'all are doing. Now, that's a fact. You can't beat anybody. So, no, the locker room's tough, but – to get that franchise quarterback, knowing that there's a lot of guys coming out this year and knowing that in this day and age in the NFL, you got to have that top quarterback, wouldn't it be advantageous to lose a couple more games than you have to so you can get a Tua, a Fromm, a Herbert, one of those top guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and, you know, and if they're this bad again next year too, you got Trevor Lawrence, who's like the biggest prize of them all. So, yeah I mean, that logic is infallible for sure. However, I do wonder, so next year, you know, if you have this roster, maybe with a couple of free agents or whomever, and you have Justin Herbert or, you know, pick your quarterback, are you really in good shape to contend within 2, 3, even 4 years while that quarterback is still on his rookie deal? Because the point of the NFL is to be pretty good around when you're paying your quarterback nothing, what the Rams are doing, say. I just don't think that's how you win in the NFL. It's not about superstars. It's about having, you know, a great roster like the Rams had last year, guys around Jared Goff to lift him up. It's not like the NBA where you get a James Harden and he carries you to the finals, or Steph Curry, you know, and he carries you to the finals. That's just not the way NFL teams win. They win because they're the Patriots, because they have, I mean, they obviously have a great quarterback, but they also have, you know, 1 through 53 is strong. Whereas, and that process is going to take a long time if you're where the Dolphins are right now. It sounds to say we want a quarterback, but then once you have that quarterback, you still have a very degraded roster. That you're not left in a very good spot.
The only thing I would say in argument to that, though, because it's like what you're saying, what you're presenting sounds good, but you have not sat through what we've sat through down here. And so, you go through season after season, 7-9, 8-8, 10-6, 6-10. It's a hamster wheel. Like, they've tried to do it the way that you prescribed there. Like, they really have tried to do it that way. They've built a little through the draft. They've gone and gotten some pieces through free agency. It's just never worked. And so, like, yeah, in a utopian sports world, everyone's trying to field the best possible team and win as many possible games and tweak whatever needs to be tweaked to get that one extra point if you need it. But, man, after a while, like, I throw my hands up. I'm like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, just, yeah. Do it. Like, do whatever you got to do, because I cannot watch this treadmill, going around and around and around anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a fair perspective. And I guess the only answer is, it is not going to be very satisfying, is winning in the NFL is really hard, and you got to hire some better people making the decisions. And maybe Chris Greer will be that person down there in Miami. I'm not saying he's not, but, look at, here's a good example. Look at Indianapolis. When Chris Ballard came in, they were in terrible shape. That was a really bad team. They did have a quarterback named Andrew Luck, but he was injured and it was uncertain how much he was going to play, and now it turns out he's not going to play anymore at all after one very good comeback season. But that the roster that he's built in a short time without, a number one overall pick has been really impressive. And I think that's sort of, the model for how to win in the NFL. It's like building the roster with quality drafts, building depth, adding the right pieces in free agency. Again, that's really difficult to do. I'm not saying that you snap your fingers and do that, but I think that's, that hard path is really the only path that's going to work. Because I don't think that you get Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa, and all of a sudden your franchise is on the path. It's not like getting Joel Embiid. It's a different sport. So I think trying to apply lessons of like the Sixers to the NFL is the wrong way to go about it.
Adam Kilgore, again, he writes for the Washington Post. Download the Washington Post app, or you can go to WashingtonPost.com and read it. Thank you for making time for us, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, it was fun. Thank you.
They say, no publicity is bad publicity, right? I mean, Washington Post is writing about the Dolphins, so they're in the news cycle. May not be for the reasons that they anticipated, but they're in the news cycle.
Man,
I mean,
with what Adam was saying, I was looking at it because he hit a hell of a point where we just made a bunch of bad decisions, so that's why you get in that hamster wheel you're talking about. Do you believe in Rick Spielman, Randy Mueller, Jeff Ireland, or Dennis Hickey?
No.
Those are the guys that have been running your team since 2003.
Right. And I get what he's saying. And again, that's a very utopian way to look at it. Hire better people. Like, I get that. But after you've tried, like, it's not from lack of trying.
Yeah.
They didn't look at Jeff Ireland and say, you know what? That guy, he's probably going to be really bad at this. Let's get him. Rick Spielman, he doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. Let's get him. Like, it's done with the best of intentions. It just didn't work. And so sometimes you have to just do something drastic.
And this would be a situation where you've been on that hamster wheel, like you call it, for 15, 20 years, where you might have to go extreme. You might have to, because you're telling Spielman, Mueller, Ireland, and Hickey to hit home runs, but they're swinging toothpicks.
Right. I mean, they're slap hitters.
Yes.
they're not
they're
home run hitters.
They're single guys. They hit singles.
So Dr. Chuck Metzger tweets that I used an Ed Sullivan reference at the beginning of that interview.
Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, that's on me. I mean, what am I doing there?
What'd you say?
I said we're like Bubbles the Chimp following the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. I mean, every reference I made in that reference was so old. I wasn't even around for Ed Sullivan.
Oh, you know.
I was not around for Ed Sullivan.
You found this out, haven't we, Salada?
I was 19 when Young MC released the album.
You altered your birth certificate like the Dominican baseball players. We found that out years ago.
I was 19 when Stone Cold Ryman came out.
Hawk, you're 64 years old. Let's just let it out there. You're
64. Go ahead. What do you have to say, Solana?
This dude's been 49 for 8 years.
How dare you? How dare you?
Come on, Hawk.
Ed Sullivan reference. What am I doing?
He's 68 years old.
Stop it! Not even in my 50s yet.
You are 72 years old.
I'm a spry 49-year-old. Spry.
You are a spry 49-year-old, but you're not spry for any other age.
I see Tree is calling me on my cell phone. I guarantee you he's calling me to say, I got that Ed Sullivan reference. It was awesome.
Tree's 119.
Hey, Tree!
I'm sorry, Tree. I'm just joking, Tree.
Tree, you hear that?
I'm joking, Tree.
You hear that, Tree?
Tree's too big to mess with.
I keep teasing that I'm not teasing our segments anymore. It's traffic that's coming up that you want to stick around and listen for. Do we know if Potato Jones or Mashed Potato Jones is going to make an appearance during this traffic update?
All I'm going to say is you definitely want to listen to the traffic report.
All right, I'm excited. Things are happening now, so we're going to get to traffic momentarily.
Y'all got to get
weird tease.
You got to get out to Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, get you a car, and then you can listen to traffic in your new car.
There you go.
I got a plan. When you go down to Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, go see my good friend, Eric Nunez. He's awesome, and his dealership has an award-winning line of cars and trucks. Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet is going to save you thousands more than any other dealership, not in the city, not in the state, in the nation. This is the dealership that other dealers take their families and buy their personal cars from. They can't give themselves a deal as good as Eric can give them, and he will hook you up the same way. They're the Silverado headquarters. If you haven't seen those new Silverados, I love pickup trucks, and this Silverado is amazing. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Why go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go see my friend Eric Nunez. His award-winning lineup of cars are sold by an award-winning team that he has down there off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, I've sent dozens of people to Eric. I've bought two cars from Eric myself. He is going to hook you up. Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
Somebody texts in, Dolphins don't need to tank. Just give the ball to Shannon.
Give it to him.
Give it to him. Traffic is coming up on Hockman and Crowder.
I'm Hasselback Potato Jones, where Tobin, Leroy, and Beast get you to work weekday morning starting at 6 on AM 790 and FM 104.3, HD2 The Ticket, or Radio.com Sports Station. Download the Radio.com app now to listen to your favorite shows.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
Now, what was Hasselback Potato Jones?
I don't know.
What was that, Solana?
I gave her a couple. I didn't give her Hasselback Potato Jones, so I'm not sure. Let me go get Gia really quickly.
I'll just find out.
Hey, I don't do this much. This is still a banger.
This song is a banger. Now, originally, this was Roberta Flack, right?
Yes.
And this is the Fugees version.
Yes,
yeah?
But the Fugees, I can listen to this. Today, tomorrow, forever. This is a legit banger. Oh my goodness!
They could introduce the Heat at the Banger Center.
I'm telling you,
this banger. One time, two times. Maybe we should give some of this song to DBJ tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll find some lines. There's about a dozen songs. You know, I don't really like music. There's about a dozen songs that got me.
This is a great remake.
Yes,
I like the remake better than the original.
I got to listen to Roberta Flack. Once I heard Lauryn Hill, that's all I needed.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Between Hollywood and Shannon.
Give it to him.
Give the ball to Shannon. Get that out of my head. This is a transcript. Will Brinson from CBS Sports, he tweeted out a transcript of Bill Belichick today being asked repeatedly about the Antonio Brown situation. Okay,
you gonna do it in your Bill Belichick voice?
I don't know, because it's annoying as it is just in a regular voice. I mean, this is – so Bill Belichick meets with the media today, as the coaches do every day leading up to a game and whatnot, and they've got the Dolphins on Sunday. Were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown? I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more from you? When we know more, we'll say more. on such a major development that could impact the team? Yeah, I just did that. That was it.
Ooh.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more? When we know more, we'll say more. Are you preparing to have Antonio Brown at practice today? Yes. And are you preparing for him to play on Sunday? We're taking it one day at a time, just like we always do. Are you preparing for the possibility that he could be on the commissioner's exempt list? We're preparing for one day at a time. How much would the allegations against him weigh into if you play him on Sunday? Yeah, I appreciate all of the questions, and what's been said has been said. You brought up Randy Moss yesterday. Do you think Antonio Brown will require as much attention as Moss did to get him in sync with the team? Yeah, I didn't say that. Well, I'm asking you. Yeah, I don't know. You don't know if he'll require more attention? No. How difficult or frustrating is it to have a distraction like this right at the beginning of the season? Yeah, we're working on Miami. We're working on Miami. The rest of it is we're on Miami. You've had bigger distractions before. Are you confident this isn't going to throw you off track at all? We're working on Miami. Went through the scouting report, went through the game plan today. We're going to practice for Miami. Can you tell us at all what Antonio Brown has said to you? Yeah, I mean, I'm done with that, okay? Anything else on Miami? Any other questions? You're done with it in what way? Can you explain what you mean when you're done with it? We're just trying to find out if he's said anything to you about his position or about the allegations. Yeah, I just answered that question. Well, actually, you didn't. Actually, I did.
I like it.
That's the entirety of it. That's unbelievable.
He can't. He doesn't know. You know what? I'll say
and
this.
And he ain't saying.
If he knew about the allegations before, if they can prove he knew before they signed him, now that's a story.
I don't think they would have done, like, that wouldn't have been worth it for them. Like, if these allegations were going to break, I don't think that they knew. But I do think it's funny. He ain't talking about it. No. And he's, but God bless the reporters that kept pressing him there to try to get him to say something. Although, you're not tricking Bill Belichick. Like, he ain't saying anything.
No, he won't.
Dude didn't want to play Malcolm Butler in a Super Bowl. Yeah, like, he's not going to answer your question. Malcolm Butler asked him a question. Hey, do I get to play in the Super Bowl? I was pretty instrumental in this defense all season. I've already answered that. No, you haven't. Am I going to play in the Super Bowl?
We still don't know why he didn't play in the
still
Super Bowl.
Still don't know. It's 2 years later.
He doesn't have to tell. Just like he doesn't have to answer the questions, he just has to respond to the reporters, and that's what he does.
That's a crazy back and forth. That takes them off their game, right? The line has to have gone down. Let me look.
No. It probably went up.
Let me see.
Now Belichick's mad? Oh, goodness gracious.
19
Flores.
Points. You know what? That's actually a valid point. Now he's mad.
Yeah.
He's mad at Antonio Brown for just having this baggage. He's mad at the reporters because now he's mad at Brian Flores for no reason. He's just mad. And Dolphins will lose by 600.
Yes. And you see, we talked about it now. Have y'all seen any foolishness out of AB? Because I saw that special helmet that he took 3 weeks to find. He's not wearing it anymore. You know what helmet he's wearing? The helmet they had in his locker when he got to the damn facility.
Is that true?
That little Zenith 459er 17.
They made a big deal out of it.
That he three shows of Hard Knocks. It was a week and a half. He's not wearing that helmet with the Patriots. He walked in there. They had a jersey and a helmet hanging up. He put it on his damn head and went out. I told y'all now. Randy Moss. We just talked about it. We were talking about it earlier. Randy Moss, Corey Dillon, Ocho Cinco, Albert Haynesworth. People forget Albert Haynesworth was on the Patriots. When all those guys, after all those guys messed up, the Patriots bring them in. And you line up like a church mouse and do your job when you're in New England, and then you leave and go be crazy, whatever you want. Antonio Brown is going to be the perfect little player.
Listen, we all went through it in school, right? There's teachers you know you can get away with nonsense, and there's teachers, and there's no real reason. They all have the same ability to do whatever they can do to punish you, whatever. There are teachers you can get away with stuff with, and there are teachers that you can't. Bill Belichick is one of those teachers. You cannot get away with it.
And it's established for 20 years, and everybody plays.
Right.
High school guys know that is inspired. They want to get to the league. They know if I go to New England, I can't do crazy stuff.
Right.
That's the Patriot way.
Actually.
Who? Hernandez tightened up when he was up there. Then he went back to Connecticut and went to shooting people.
I mean, he didn't exactly tighten up. He committed a murder.
What problem?
Several.
What problem did he have on the field or in the facility?
Well, the murder was
that was in a field behind his house.
I mean, is that too soon? No, I don't know. Oh, I don't know if it's too soon to laugh at that.
No, but seriously.
Because it was on the field.
It was in a field behind his house. But I'm saying.
I'm nervous all of a sudden.
Inside
the facility. Where's
Hasselbeck
Potato Jones?
On the football field.
Save us, Solana.
During the season, nobody acts up there or they get cut.
I do have some information on the Hasselbeck Potatoes that I would love to share with everybody.
All right.
So a Hasselbeck Potato or Potato a la Hasselbacken are a type of baked potatoes where the potatoes are sliced halfway through diagonally.
And is this true?
They can be served with various toppings on top.
Wait a second. I am 49 years old, 64 according to you guys. I love potatoes. You're telling me there's a Hasselbeck potato?
Hasselbeck potatoes or potato a la Hasselbacken.
How is it possible? I consider myself to be somewhat of a foodie. How did I not know there was a thing called chicken squares, which Ryan Fitzpatrick says is his favorite food? I'd never heard of chicken squares. And how is it possible? Have you ever heard of a Hasselbeck potato?
I've seen them. Have you seen the little slice?
Hasselbeck potatoes were.
Just broke the computer.
They're just sliced up long ways.
Have tree call.
I get it back on. You just got to lay it there and make it look nice. You've seen them. You just didn't know they were called Hasselbeck potatoes.
I've never seen a potato served that way.
The sliced, huh?
No, but
sliced
not
potato.
But it's molded back into a potato, though.
I've seen them. I've been to some nice restaurants.
Perhaps she could call herself Lyonnaise potato in the next traffic. Hasselbeck potato.
No. Scallop potatoes, them are good.
Potatoes au gratin, delicious potato.
Baked potato.
How about a loaded potato?
Loaded potato.
How about loaded potato Jones in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah, I like that.
All right, we'll do the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up in the next segment. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on Hockman and Crowder.
The Dolphins play arguably the best team in the NFL Sunday. When the much-disliked Patriots come to town, we're figuring out how the Dolphins can win this week. Join the conversation on AM 7.